Hello and welcome back to the Loud Mass Podcast. I'm your host, Quite, joined as always by FPS Diesel. And Wild, I forgot where my Spartans are.
What? You did?
No, that's you. It's no, Wild, quote, I forgot where my Spartans are, end quote, Spartans.
So you're like, I never said that.
Brackets, parentheses, 420.
Shut the fuck up.
What's the most said number? 69, 420, or 21?
21.
420.
21.
Really? You think 420?
I think 21.
Yeah.
I feel like 420.
420 is a new, like, it's like a new revolution of number, right? Like, that wasn't around, like, fucking.
No. That's clearly been a holiday for a while.
I think it's had.
Are you telling me in the 1960s people were saying 420?
No, I mean, it's a lot of things.
Why watch the podcast? Did you call it 420?
A lot of things happened. A lot of things happened.
69 1960, all right?
A lot of things happened on 420. That was Hitler's birthday. Weed Day, of course. Some other things, which I don't want to name.
69 is 100% more said than 420.
21 said more, though.
No, 21 is like recent. A new invention. 21
it's a
is
new invention, but it's like, with the advent of artists like 21
okay,
Pilots
well, these
and 21
are also,
Savage. Like,
what if the most said number is neither of these?
But like, out of these three, it's definitely 21. Like, with multipliers, like the amount, like the exponential growth of humanity, and also the fact that we have artists, like two very popular artists with 21 in the name, and also the fact that 21's a meme. And
guys,
21's
I think
the drinking age in America. It's got to be said
much,
a lot.
We are very much underestimating how long numbers have been around.
But I thought we were talking about, like, in the modern era, how often are these things said? Because I still think it's 21.
I'm just saying in general. That's why I vote 69.
In general, yeah. That's why I was like,
in the
history of
69.
Those motherfuckers were like, let's 69. They weren't saying 420.
Dude, people have been 69ing for millennia. Like, fucking ancient Greece, dude. Like, they were the pioneers.
What do you think they called it then?
69ing. What else would they call it?
No, but...
Oh, what was the
a mutual
like,
contract?
What's the like one symbol that like it looks like a 69, but it's not? It's like a little swirly thing.
And I know what you're talking about. Yes.
But like,
yo,
I'm
about to look up something fucking mind blowing. Ancient sex positions. Let's go.
Oh my god.
Sex.
I'm gonna look in. Brandon discovers Kama Sutra. So
the origin of sex positions.
There's one called O Chariot. Four
okay,
want
to explain that to the audience?
Wild. Dude, what the fuck? No, I want to find, like, a more efficient fucking... Not efficient. I want to find something more detailed.
I was looking for the origin of sex positions and this wonderful image came up.
It's a fish.
This is very sad.
Reddit's gotta have the answers to this shit. These articles aren't telling me shit.
Ask Reddit.
Okay, you guys know what Kama Sutra
is,
right?
No, not even kidding.
Right?
It's like... actually real. It was r/askhistorian. There's like a fucking super long post. Let's see. I really wish it was just a list. That would've been so much fucking better. Oh my god, I cannot pronounce these names.
Ye olde sex position.
Ye olde sex position.
What was sex like in medieval times?
Deadly.
Fucking rough, tough.
Yeah, fucking really.
Rough, tough, and full of honey is cum. Not cum, lube.
That's nasty. That's so sticky.
You
want to
hear
so
one of the headlines of this article?
No, but you're going to tell
entry,
me anyway, so.
Rear entry was a sin.
Sodomy.
Nowadays, people use rear entry as an excuse.
Yeah.
My, how the turns have tabled.
Exactly, Diesel. You took the words right out
what
of my
was
mouth.
What was the Jonas Brothers clip where it's like, whoop, and then the table's on the other side?
I have no fucking idea.
I'm trying to load this Wikipedia page of category, sex underscore position.
Here's the,
yeah,
we'll
okay.
Load.
Wikipedia Here, wouldn't load for me either.
Look
what Wikipedia
the fuck is
on?
Listen to this fucking article title.
I think
the
Wikipedia
costliest
done, yeah.
Sex positions that ancient Greek prostitutes offered. The racehorse. What the fuck?
That's
dude,
weird.
This shit's so weird. Like, but
I think Wikipedia is just down. Yeah.
What did
it's
they call it?
Because we didn't donate $3.
Bastard.
What did they call ancient sex positions?
Yeah.
We should Wild. Try and come up with some.
Well, it's like I have no idea, like how they really like fucking spoke.
I feel like the road to Rome would be something to do with barebacking.
The road
to Rome.
Rome.
It's like you pave a road and then you just like pave someone's back.
I wish social media existed for the entirety of you like human history, because it'd just be so fucking funny to look back and like the ancient dead people's Twitters and see what they fucking tweeted.
I would just love to see the aftermath and like all the Twitter memes of fucking Julius Caesar getting his shit stabbed.
They're like, "Lol, yeah. Caligula, fuck me, I can't speak." The joke's dead. Move on.
You look
two different
old Twitter. Yo, the Black Plague is a real fucking thing, guys. It's a problem.
Bro, the Black Plague's not even fucking real. Those European schmucks are making it up, dude. There'd be like culture wars between Asia and like Europe over ha fucking losers. At least we don't have the Black Plague.
Someone in a distant country's like, "The Black Plague's not real, you fucking liar."
You might have invented gunpowder, but we don't have the Black Plague, so who gives a fuck?
Didn't the Black Plague go through Asia first?
I don't remember. It's not the ones I hear about.
I just know
their
population that it destroyed Europe and the rats did it. That's what I know about the Black Plague.
It's not the rats' fault. It's the plague's fault. Don't blame
the rats for being...
No,
the fleas that bit the rats and the rats bit the people.
I blame the fleas.
You know what? I blame the fucking people who had rats in their ships.
I blame people for being not immune to every disease ever. That's their fault. Sorry, lads.
What if the Black Plague never happened?
Then we'd be much more populated, probably.
Would we have, like, double people?
I don't know. I don't know. I think we just hit our ceiling faster.
We would never have been born because we would have died quicker.
You know there have been people who get the Black Plague now, right?
Yeah, but they survived because, like, the fucking medicine.
No, they fucking died.
No, people still fucking die. Like even in modern standards, the Black Plague's still really fucking dead.
Yeah, I'll pull up the article.
Like, it's a miracle that people ever survived with the medical tech they had back then. People still get it and die. It's still
so which is more deadly, Ebola or that?
I'd say the Black Plague.
The bubonic plague, yeah. Russian couple dies in bubonic plague scare that closes Mongolia border. They died on the flight. That's how strong it was.
Oh,
they ate,
that's terrifying.
They ate a rodent that they were expressly told not to eat
Why
while they
the
were
fuck
hunting.
Would you eat a rodent?
They were like hunting, and basically they could have infected everybody else on the plane. Luckily, nobody else was infected, and just those people died, and they left all of their kids on their own.
The more fucking people, the more people we get in this world, the higher likelihood the Black Plague's gonna come back.
Well, these people could have caused a pandemic with the stupid
decision they
caused.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Like the more people we have, the more room for error, the more room for fucking idiots who eat rats they're not supposed to eat. And
then
the more Black Plague!
I'm just glad we have people dedicated to stomping this shit out, like, quarantine time, quarantine time. Like fucking
yeah, but it shouldn't happen in the first place if you aren't like a fucking idiot.
I mean, like some diseases, like you'll catch, like even like how no matter how much you prep.
Oh no,
and shit.
Some diseases
there's like new shit that'll be like on the level of the Black Plague that they can nip in the bud to like a couple hundred people, and that might seem like a lot, but it's like compared to the several billion
the
it has the potential
of
to kill.
Shit is nothing.
Yeah, it's like they can quarantine them, figure out like do their best to try and figure out what it is and all that shit. And like my friend Abby, like she does this shit for like a living, or like she's studying to do it for a living.
So 50 million people died because of the Black Death.
Ha! All pussies.
Yeah, but I
all
hear that isn't even like the most like dangerous plague that happened to humanity, right? It's something like the Spanish flu or something.
The Spanish flu, I think, was the worst one. Yeah, there was like some there was one like in the 19 like the early 1900s, late 1800s. Wasn't
Dude,
there?
We're totally pushing it to have a new fucking super disease. I swear to God, we're totally pushing it. Like we're hitting the fucking ceiling. Like we're gonna die.
Vaccines are like just singling out the strongest ones. It's kind of epic. Anti-vax.
If something fucking mutates, you know, if something mutates and then like we get this fucking new disease that's immune to the vaccines we currently have, that shit can spread quick.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like if the flu is all of a sudden like, you know, I'm gonna fucking become the Black Death 2.0, and it just fucking mutates, we're fucked.
Homies, imagine if bacteria had Twitter, like might fuck around and become the next Black Plague.
That'd be so fucking terrifying.
Just imagine going on r/disease Twitter. That'd be so fun.
So there's still 1,000 cases a year of the Black Death.
Dude, how many die
in
from
the
it,
U.S.?
Though?
Oh, no, there's fewer 1,000. There's fewer than 1,000, my bad. How many people die? I'm not sure.
Well, it seems like you get it, you die.
But I mean, no.
There
the survival
are people
rate's
who
way
live
higher
if they
now.
Catch if they catch it sooner, sooner rather than later. There's a really high chance of you living. But if you are like a couple days off of that time, you're fucked. Let me like, how likely are you to live from the Black Death? Let's see, how likely. Okay. I'm trying to find.
Not
it.
Likely.
That's
apparently there's only 1 to 17 cases per year in the U.S.
It's practically
it said
like
fewer
a
than
dead
a thousand.
Disease.
Google also always lowers it if fewer than 1,000. I'd be kind of worried if it was.
Oh wait, are you looking at like the Black Plague shit on the right, like mm-hmm. where it's like the Wikipedia thing? Yeah, look at the CDC's official website. It says range 1 to 17 cases per year, so it's incredibly.
It is a 10% mortality rate with treatment. Does that mean 10% of people die or 10% of people live?
Fucking, okay, so I want, so like, all the cases happened pretty much entirely on the West Coast, right? So, like, you got all these little fuckers right here, like, just dotted around here, like, so, and then there's just this one lonely cunt. Just,
why, like, down in,
but,
where is that?
No,
Arizona,
there's
Utah,
listen,
like
there's one lonely cunt on Lake Erie, wherever the fuck that is, just caught it all by his lonesome.
No,
how the
why,
fuck did you manage that on the other side of the country?
Why is it all like, wait, what fucking state is that?
That's,
Arizona?
It's a
no, it's too, that's, no, it's New Mexico.
Yeah, it's New Mexico.
Why the fuck is New
Look at this
Mexico
shit. Look at this map. Look at this map disparity. Look at this map. I don't really have a vaccine
for it. You can't get vaccinated for it, so I don't know why people in New Mexico keep getting the bubonic plague.
What the fuck? Why is it? Like, it is concentrated around the biggest city there, right? But
this is from 1970 to 2017.
But
so
still,
maybe something happened.
Why did so many people from 1970 to 2017 get the Black Plague in New Mexico? What the fuck?
Apparently,
sounds like a government conspiracy.
Oh, no, like the survival rate, given there's not a whole lot of cases, but most people who get it survive.
No, yeah, nowadays it's a 10% death rate.
Yeah, so like two of the 17 people who got it in 2006 died. Four of the 16 people who got it in 2015 died. Rest in peace. All that shit.
And then all the people who died were probably late to catching it. So
apparently, a bunch of people got it in 1910. Fucking
dude,
idiots.
There's only listen to this. There's only 2 million people in New Mexico. Why the fuck did so many people get the Black Plague?
To be fair, like each dot is only one person, so it doesn't even reach like the triple digits.
I know, but like California had like fucking back like let's say it had like 20 to 40 million people.
It's gotta
time.
Be maybe there's like some historical thing with like settlers who were there or some shit like.
Or maybe it's like up. Yeah, something that has it
why,
that people just stumble upon.
Why
by
did
accident.
So many
like,
people in New Mexico get the?
What
fire?
Types of rodents are in New Mexico?
I don't think we're gonna find an answer to this.
No, I don't.
Squirrels, chipmunks, porcupines, rats.
Have you guys?
No, I think we did. I found an article.
Pelagus
found in New Mexico again.
Again.
Literally the title. So I guess people are like digging shit up that had the Black Plague on it still.
Oh.
I guess that's possible because we talked about it in one episode where someone opened a fucking ancient tomb and they died.
It's the curse! It's the curse!
So I guess like if there's like you know shit buried.
You guys remember when the internet was saying for people to drink mummy juice, like a sarcophagus? You remember that?
No, I don't remember that. When was
that? I saw that earlier today. No, I saw like a Tumblr thing where it's like, there's a shortage of mummies because people used to eat ground up mummies and shit.
No, there was like a whole meme about this sarcophagus that was found and it had like a black sludge in it.
Wait, this is a recent meme.
Yeah, this is like a recent meme. They were telling people to drink the mummy juice.
But
yeah, we talked about it on the podcast. I'm almost certain this happened.
The first thing I see is a thumbnail of Trump drinking it with a straw.
What if you? Why is why Trump? Like, what relation does he have to fucking poisonous mummy juice?
Because they want him to drink it because people are upset about him.
Dude, that shit looks like fucking chili, like chunky chili.
Brandon, that's a
chunky chili with skeletons and bones in it. Genius.
Yo, you don't fucking leave some pig bone in
you're
chili.
Either gonna get powers or die instantly. Like,
there's a very clearly human skull in that, Brandon.
There's like three human skulls.
Dude, it looks like sewer water. It doesn't look like chili.
No, it has
that
a
looks
blood
like,
tint to it.
No, that makes it look like shit water. Plus the algae shit on it.
Okay. The right side, okay, if you look at it like down the middle, right? The left side has more of like a chili look to it, and the right side looks more like poo-poo water.
See, I'm looking at the whole thing, and all I can think of is puking in my mouth, so...
It looks like a Halloween-themed, like, dark, like, craft beer or something.
Something like that, God, dude. Shit.
Craft beer.
And, what is it?
Hold up. Why the fuck was a mummy liquefied? Who the fuck fucked up the mummification for this mummy? Who did this?
It's just been in the ground so long.
Yeah, like, not everything's gonna come out perfect, you know?
Yeah, but aren't mummies dried out?
They're dried out, but, like, there could have been, like, fucking, like, some outside, outside factors that, like, you really couldn't have accounted for.
Dude, I wonder, like...
Mummy soup!
You know how there's people scared of, like, blood and stuff now?
Yeah.
Do you think any of those types of people existed back in the day when people just fucking stabbed someone over nothing?
Like... Oh, certainly. Like, there had to be, like, there's got to be, like, they'd probably be more of an outlier, but it's, like, they definitely existed.
Yeah, I feel most people would be afraid of a stabbing, though, you know, that's pretty reasonable.
Oh, for sure, but, like, I don't know how the fuck you could grow up in, like, let's say, ancient Rome and just be scared of blood. Like, I don't get that.
I don't know. They'd go to the Coliseum and watch elephant
get
murdered.
You'd literally watch real
I mean, like, most phobias are like irrational for a reason.
Okay, real talk.
Like...
Why the fuck did you get rid of the Coliseum?
My God! Didn't we have an episode?
Yeah,
we had a whole section. We had a whole section where we just fucking talked about old medieval shit or like just past history shit that we wanted to bring
back. And why we need to bring it back to torture people, I guess.
Okay,
but...
yeah, no.
Diesel said duels.
What
I
is wrong with two people wanting to die killing each other?
I mean, I agree.
The one dying part, that could be an issue.
See, if
You shouldn't have sucked at sword fighting.
Yeah, no, like when you signed up for the Colosseum back then, you knew what you were getting into.
Most people didn't sign up for the Colosseum. They were slaves
and shit.
I know. They were kept there as gladiators, and they were forced to fucking fight. Hey, let's ignore that. Let's act like people volunteered for a minute, okay? What's the problem if they volunteer? What's the problem?
Crazy.
The fact that somebody will die.
Yeah, but they're signing up for it.
I mean, but it's like, the guy who wants to die nowadays by killing themselves shouldn't kill themselves.
Well, okay, it depends
this
on
could
the situation,
just, this...
because some people, have an illness that they literally can't cure, and the only...
So you think they should go out by fighting someone else with a disease?
No, I wasn't.
You're essentially having two people on death beds.
At that point, I was literally talking about assisted suicide, but honestly, that could work too.
Okay, assisted suicide notwithstanding.
Fucking awful.
No, because like I thought the
method of assisted suicide you're talking is getting fucking their heads chopped off with an axe. The idea is to make it as humane as possible.
Seriously, gonna start talking about assisted suicide and stuff. But then you brought up the gladiator thing, and I'm like, you know what? Maybe it doesn't sound too bad. You know? What if they both want to do it?
Oh.
Well, then what does the winner get if they live?
The cure.
Brandon!
Oh my God.
Fucking Christ! Oh. I peed a little. I didn't pee, I lied. Get fucked.
Have you guys seen those, like miracle mineral solution
cult people?
Literally,
that's like cyberpunk shit, dude. Two people fighting for the cure.
No, it's like a caveman awful shit, but also cyber... Yeah, you know what? It's both.
Oh my God.
That's fucking horrendous. You guys seen the, like, there's a cult? They're not even like a cult, but they are a cult.
Are you talking about K-pop?
No, I'm not. We'll talk about that later. You know there are these people who pretend to be doctors, and they went to, like, Africa and were, like, giving people bleach.
They killed a bunch of people because they're like, yeah, we're doctors.
I did not hear about that.
No, I heard about this shit. It was fucked up.
I did
there's
not.
Because,
like,
these people
flew to, like Africa, and they went to villages, and they were like, yeah, we're doctors, we can help. And then they'd fucking, like, mutilate these people trying to help them because they were shit.
They just use them as, like, human, like, experiments, basically.
Yeah.
You know, to test out their bleach miracle cure.
Totally
Jesus.
Fucked up.
It just gives them violent side effects, like, or death, you know, just great things like that.
My favorite.
But there have been people that have died because of their, like, miracle mineral solution.
Yeah, Jelly juice, whatever the fuck.
Jelly juice.
Miles Power, he's, like, a chemist and he has a channel. He has some great videos on that, but, like, that shit is fucking brutal, man. Jesus Christ. kind of but I don't know. I kept thinking about that when we were talking about the bubonic plague.
No, it's totally fucked up. I mean, like, there was a... There's cases where that's happened, like, all the time. People, like... Like, they take advantage of the situation to have, like, human experiments. Like, with fucking psychology is, like, especially a problem. Because, like, you know, to get to, like, the real answers with people and how they think and behave, you really have to fuck with their heads. And, like, there's so many experiments that are famous because they're so fucked up. I can't remember a couple of them. Like, there was a couple where they, like... It was something to do with sleep. And it wasn't, like, the fucking Russian sleep experiment thing. It's like
That's
like
a creepypasta.
Yeah, it's a creepypasta. Like... I was just rolling that
out. Nah, it's real. Sorry. Facts don't care about your feelings or your fandom.
Most horrendous...
Facts don't care about your fandom. That's painful.
You're hating because I'm right.
All right. Oh, wow, there's 30 of them?
Oh, this 30 is just... awful experiments?
No, these are all... Ooh, they use prison inmates as test subjects. That's not old. People still do that. China. You hear about that?
Nope.
Excuse me, what? China's... Alex Jones, is that
no,
you?
No. For real. China was confirmed. Like, it's like a real thing. China literally will take fucking organs from their prisoners. Like, their detainees. They'll take organs.
Wow, what a surprise.
Like, fuck.
What, do you not take organs from your detainees?
You have detainees?
Yeah, no shit. I am one. Oh.
Man, that's a real weird way to do
it's
that.
Like I'm a detainee and I've lost many organs.
Like, it was in the news like a lot. There's so many articles about it. They're literally fucking harvesting organs from detainees. Like straight up. They're like, "Hey, we want a kidney. Thank you." And we'll just fucking take it. Like
Jesus.
It's so fucked up.
The largest protest in human history is happening in Hong Kong right now.
Oh, I know. I've seen about it, and I'm like, dude, fucking keep going. Do not let China get near Hong Kong. I'm like, fuck.
Keep
going. You
don't want
to deal with that.
So weird they have British plugs in Hong Kong.
It totally makes sense, though, like, for them fucking, you know, protesting and shit, because it's like China literally is sitting here like, yeah, we want to get control of Hong Kong, and Hong Kong's like, okay, that's fine with us. Like, Hong Kong just throwing China every single citizen's freedom in exchange for, I don't even know what, probably some, like, political deal. But, yeah, like, if that law passed, like, even if you're not in China, China can come over to Hong Kong, fucking take you back to China, and put you in prison for something you did that violates their laws. Which could literally just be tweeting Winnie the Pooh saying it looks like the president. Like, that's how fucking bad their country is.
Oh, what a classic.
So,
yeah,
like,
they have like freedom of expression in Hong Kong, but they don't have it in China, and China will take that away if China gets what China wants.
Dude, as soon as China if this goes through, like half those protesters are going to fucking like concentration camps, like no meme, like for real. Like anyone that China can pick out, they'll be like concentration camp. Not even fucking joking. They do that shit. It's so fucked up. The fact that like the world hasn't done anything with China, it kind of boggles my mind, to be honest.
They're stupid powerful.
I feel like I haven't seen anything about it. The only reason I know about it is because I follow people who actually, like, talk about
it
in international
news. No, I really don't
news.
See... I have to, like... It's either I see it on Reddit, or, like, for some fucking reason it's on my Twitter feed. But almost it's almost never there. The only thing that actually made it to my Twitter feed was Hong Kong, the protest. The harvesting organs from detainees was only on Reddit. I didn't see it anywhere on Twitter. But, like...
To be fair, this article looks kind of sketchy.
There's, like, three... Like, look it up. Like, look up China harvesting organs, and it's like news.
Organs. Yeah, all of these don't look like from incredibly official sources. Nature.com.
You can't tell on the internet anymore.
Catholic News Agency. Okay.
I really, like, I believe it 100%.
Forbes. Okay, Forbes is one.
It's China. They're so blocked off from everything. They banned so many websites. Like, what wouldn't they do? Really? What wouldn't they do?
Give people human rights.
You got me there.
Jinkies.
You got me there.
Zoink, Scoob.
Are you guys want to actually go off our topic list now? Because we've just been, like,
never
not doing that.
We've been bitching about society.
We really do live in one, though. Like,
well, let's be real here. Like, I mean, I know we have a pretty young audience, but they wouldn't know about some of this shit if we didn't fucking say something stupid about it.
I wouldn't
like,
know some of this shit about it if you guys didn't say something stupid about it.
I don't know. I assume they like things like being able to tweet on Twitter, and I think if you give a shit about that, you should give a shit about the people in Hong Kong.
Yeah, who don't have
that. I think that is a very appropriate thing
like,
to care
about.
You
it's such like in like a for granted thing we take. that it's like you don't think about the majority of the world who don't have that luxury to just tweet whatever, like maybe not without consequence, but just the ability to tweet it, period.
Yeah, like here you could say awful shit about the president. You know, Hong Kong could lose that right, and then you'd go to jail.
It's like, you know? Maybe you could say some really awful shit about the president, like, oh, like, I hope he breaks his kneecaps or whatever the fucking... But it's like, and you'll, yeah, Secret Service may come to your house, but if you don't actually do anything, you probably won't go to jail.
No, Secret Service would come to your house and question you to make sure you don't have any ill intent. Like, they don't give a shit if you're like, yeah, I kind of wish you'd trip and fall. Like, no one's gonna care. Like, but if you're like, yeah, I want to break the president's kneecaps and you get enough traction, the Secret Service will be like, excuse me, do you intend on doing this?
It's like the FBI text message thing, but for real.
Yeah. So... Yeah, but it's so fucked. Like, for real.
No, it's super sad.
In other news, Bitcoin's making a comeback.
Yeah,
what the hell has happened to this podcast?
Speaking of Bitcoin making a comeback, shocker, it drops another fucking $1,500 in the matter of 10 seconds.
Dude, okay, buy what before it goes up again. Come on.
Buy before it goes.
It's impossible to even buy into Bitcoin. I'm fucking broke.
Regret not buying back into it when it was like 3K.
I wish I'd bought some when it was like hella down.
I thought about it and I was thinking about it like last night. I'm like, you know what? If I bought some Bitcoin when it was like at 3 grand, I could have pulled out and made like a bit of money.
Like, yeah, for real. It's like it just fluctuates so much though. Like the peaks and valleys are so high and then like so low, like fuck, and they move so fast.
If it drops back down again to like the thousands, I think I might buy like, you know, like quarter of a Bitcoin.
Yeah.
But like
Yeah,
I don't know. It's like
it's a business expense.
This Bitcoin's a business expense, I swear.
Make a video on Bitcoin.
I swear. Keep
the podcast updated on your Bitcoin adventures, and it is a business expense. Fucking kill me.
It's like I swear, FBI, this is a business expense, alright? I did not invest money to get more money. That's not what
I mean. Using money you made from your business and then reinvesting it to try and make more, like in the stock market, that could be considered a legitimate business expense.
Yeah, then when you get the money out, they're gonna be like, okay, that profit.
Yeah, the
then
money you make off of that, that's profit, that, and that gets
profit
taxed.
You got,
but
that's
it's
50%
like,
tax.
But if you take a loss, but if you like take a loss or whatever, and you just keep
if you
the
take
Bitcoin,
a loss, the government will refund you.
No, but if you take like a loss, like you could write that shit off or whatever.
Imagine if you lost in stocks and the government's like, yeah, we'll give you all your money back.
We'll just print you some money back. Just no harm, no foul. Yeah, okay.
2 years, 3 years later, people still really care about Leafy, which is good to know. The Lord and Savior. I made a video trying to watch old Leafy videos and it fucking popped. So it's good to know that the kids haven't forgotten about our Savior. The forefather.
That's sad.
The forefather.
I miss him
so
much.
Let's talk about something that isn't sad. We saved all the fucking polar bears.
Every single one of them. Every last one. No more polar bears will ever die after our actions.
Every polar bear has just been rescued because we did a stream, guys.
They have been granted immortality because we streamed for a while. Yeah. So if you guys didn't know, last week, I think, at the point this goes up, it'll be last week, right?
Yeah, it'll be last week.
So me, King Anna, hosted an event called the Yeti Event, which had like her and like 20 other fucking YouTubers and streamers all simultaneously streaming for 12 hours. I mentioned it in the last podcast, but thanks to it, we managed to raise well over the goal of 10K and raise nearly $15,000 for Polar Bears International. How cool are we?
Yeah, we saved all
ice
of
cold.
They're all get
ice
it.
Cold. Yep, me and Brandon made it the home stretch. Diesel got through a fucking whopping
Diesel
8 hours.
Diesel fucking pussied out.
Okay,
in 8
I wasn't gonna bully him for this. Brandon can do his thing.
Brandon's bullying.
Oh, he bows down now that he has no supporter behind it. Come on, Brandon, bully Diesel.
No, I'm good. I just said he fucking pussied out.
Okay, let me get you egged on, Diesel. I can't believe it. Like one raid of Final Fantasy 14 was what made you quit. Come on, man.
Oh my gosh, I'd been streaming and talking for 8 hours.
Yeah, so have all of us, Diesel. We're all in the same boat.
There is literally no, like, motivation behind my roasting. I'm just saying it because I want to see Brandon scream.
We were all in the same boat. Diesel, for the last stretch, I got a group of 4 people, and we just smashed out Uno. We're just like, we're going to fucking play Uno for three hours.
The rest of us just got in the fucking, like, Discord call and just did, like, face cam shit. And we told a bunch of stories about, like...
Yeah, we single-handedly got the donut like the fucking 15 grand.
Yeah, no, there is like
we have cum story.
There is like so like the original goal was 9K and he'll tell the dad cum story. It was a fucking wild ride. Another one was like two people were trying like we're both trying to like it was at 9,300, right? And so two people had the same idea of giving a $700 dono to knock it over the 10K, and they donated at the same time. So they ended up accidentally both donating. It was great. And then this one guy, Bukak, God bless his soul, fucking donated 3K total, I believe. Maybe a little over, maybe a little less. It was something ridiculous like
no,
that.
No, it was... I think it was like 3.2.
Yeah, a little bit over then.
Something like that. It was a lot. Because he had a bunch of 500s, and he had one 200.
Jesus.
Yeah. I think, like, my theory is he was, like, on his deathbed, and he's like, fuck it. What? That or he's an oil baron.
An oil baron?
You took it giving so back to the dark, polar and you're like, you know what? Wait, no, he's just a rich oil guy. Like,
he's either rich or dying, one of the two. Either way, God bless you, homie.
Poor man.
That's really nice, though.
Yeah,
we never
really
did. Appreciative.
Damn. Yeah, Diesel should have stayed for the 12 hours, guys.
Yeah, I mean...
God, I'm never going to live that down. Brandon's going to hold it over me until the day I fucking die.
No, I'll hold it over you until you do a 12-hour.
Minecraft made it really easy to just, like, stick it out. Like, I didn't start it with Minecraft. I started the first hour by playing Dead Island with, like, Charlie, fucking Dom.
No, we started with my... you mean Condi?
Yeah, Condi. Fucking... It was him, Condi, Nick, and Charlie. Not fucking dumb. Why did I say dumb? But that made it a little easier, and then we went to Smash with Condi, or I went to Smash with Condi, and then we did Minecraft for, like, the last entire stream.
Yeah, we did Minecraft for, like, the first 4 hours, and then Diesel and I both mutually agree. We're like, this is, like...
Too much Minecraft.
Yeah, there's never too much Minecraft.
Then we switched, and then we played... What did we play after that?
Project Winter.
Yeah, we played Project Winter.
That was a lot
afterwards.
Of fun. I'd love to play it again sometime.
No, 100%. That shit was fucking great. I can't believe that Anna and I got traitor, like, basically back-to-back. Like, it was, like, one game in between.
I can't believe you guys bamboozled me, man.
What was playing that like? I still don't know what the hell it's about.
Fucking... Okay, so, you know, like, Trouble in Terrorist Town in Gmod?
Yeah.
It's basically that, except it's more, like, it's more formatted. So it's, like, basically there's, like, a team of survivors and two traitors. Two traitors try to kill all the survivors and stop them. The survivors have a goal to escape the island. And, like, I remember the last game we fucking played, I think, was I a traitor? No, it was the second to last game. It was the second last game we played, the second game we played. I fucking... I was, like, running around looking for people because I was generally a survivor, and I was trying to, like, fucking, you know, fix stuff and get out of there. And, like, I split up with Charlie for, like, 10 seconds. I find Diesel's dead fucking body. And then I run back looking for Charlie, and then I find out he got killed by Wool. So it's just, like, everyone was fucking... I think everyone was dead except for me. I'm pretty certain. And they tried to kill me. They tried to fucking freeze me to death. Like, four of them. You guys are fucking assholes. Diesel.
You needed to be frozen.
You're trying to kill me because I was the last alive and you wanted the game to end.
Exactly. I just wanted
fuck
the drama.
Off. I wanted to escape! And I still did.
I wanted the drama.
I won.
We're here for the tea, sis.
Yes, we need that tea, sis.
Yeah, we also need that 12-hour stream, Diesel. When is it?
Do we know? Yeah, 12-hour stream. Next one? Actually, no. I don't think we've...
We have not scheduled anything.
Yeah, so we'll stay quiet on that for now because we have no idea what the fuck is happening.
No, there's like a general idea, but I don't want to say anything because I don't know exactly when.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yep. Let's. You want to talk about Jake and Logan Paul because you put in your list?
Oh yeah, this is like a small thing, but like a week or two ago, they made a video. Like they have like a collab channel now or some shit. Yeah.
Jake and Logan Paul have a collab channel.
They have, like, a collab channel, and it's mostly just them sitting down shooting the shit for, like, however long. Their chemistry is decent.
They figured out that their shit's dead.
They just do videos on, like, fucking, like, whatever, like, drama's happening, like, the Cody Ko stuff, the KSI Digi stuff. And they character, and they fucking, like, content-aware scale their faces very wisely.
So they make commentary videos together? Is that what that is?
Yeah, essentially. It's just like
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Stay out of my lane, Paul Brothers.
It's very clear which of them is better at it. It's no surprise it's Logan. But like on one of the episodes, What's Good, Jeff and David, they get like really pissy about apparently like David Dobrik and some friends of his going to Logan's party, and then on the, like, sitting around at the cast of the set of Impulsive and making some jokes about the Suicide Forest or whatever. And then, like, they were he was complaining, like, fucking, you only came there for 40 minutes. We already know what you came here for. But, like, he literally goes to every party for 40 minutes because, like, he does it for vlog footage, which he talks about on his podcast a lot, which is not on YouTube. But fucking, and then, like, Jake Paul, out of nowhere, he's like, "You're a bad person, David Dobrik." And then fucking Logan's, like, fucking flustered because he wasn't going to go that far. But fucking, like, God, coming from Jake Paul, it's so rich. And he's, like, he's in the same mindset as, like, fucking Logan was back then. He's going to have something happen to him where he's just going to do something bad. And I'm like,
I can't wait.
I can't wait because it'll probably, God, I just coming from like,
Jake Paul then, accidentally shoots Tana Mongeau in the chest.
It's like, it's like Jake Paul saying David's going to do that.
Oh my god.
And it's like, it's fucking rich coming from him, dude. I don't know. It's so sad.
No, Jake Paul has it coming. Something bad's gonna happen to him.
Jake Paul makes he's already done like a Joker.
He's already been done like a billion fucking despicable things. Like, I don't
know. No, he's gonna do something that's gonna get him in international news.
Fucking,
see,
like,
I feel like in the next like 3 years, let's say, I don't think anyone's gonna give a flying shit about Jake or Logan Paul. The only reason they still exist is because the kid audience, right? And like, let's say those kids fucking grow up. They're gonna grow up and they're gonna be like, you know what? This guy's fucking dumb. This
David
one's also
Dobrik's
dumb.
The really funny.
Well,
one.
Yeah, and new then, kids move in. That's
yeah,
like
but
the point.
but then like, okay, let's look at it this way. Like, you have eighth graders, you have like, you know, and then in high school you have like freshman, sophomore, junior, and senior, and you have sixth, seventh, eighth grade, right? It's like the older kids are gonna bully the younger kids for watching Jake and Logan Paul, and they're gonna stop.
I mean, it's all gonna depend on how adaptable they are. Like, Jake, I have serious doubts he'll last, but Logan is by
Logan
far
has
the
a
more
better
versatile
chance.
One. Logan has, like, a pretty good chance, I'd say. Like, honestly.
Yeah, especially compared to Jake.
Yeah, I mean, Jake's just, like, the least charismatic piece of toast I've ever seen.
Yeah, he also just kind of looks annoying.
I don't know, it's just, like, I feel like he can't string together a sentence no matter how hard he tries. He just says like so much, and I do too, but his like is infinitely more annoying.
Yeah.
When Jake confronted Cody Ko, it was like he didn't know what to like
it
do,
was
so he was just like, you're a bully.
It was so
cringy.
Awkward.
It was so cringy. The most awkward person there was Jake Paul, and he was the one with the plan to barge in and fucking ruin his shit. Cody Ko was just sitting there like, why the fuck is he here?
when I watched the fucking like Jeff Wittick bit, like where like it had like edited how it was meant to like look or whatever, and Cody Ko is just really into it. And, like, they just cut out everything Jake said and just put like paint the footage of him just like standing there looking like an idiot, and it was so fucking funny because like he just looks like a retard. He's like, I don't like cyberbullies, man, and they just silence for 5 seconds.
Yeah, it was like, I don't know, it was fucking dumb.
I gotta find it, dude.
His relationship with Tana is fucking hilarious, dude. It really is. It's really something. The fucking picture with him as the Joker and her as Harley Quinn was like...
His makeup looks photoshopped in the picture. Apparently it's not.
They're like those two friends from your hometown on Facebook that hooked up, got married, and now they post all this dumb shit about like relationships on
Facebook.
And
then in 10 years they have a divorce.
No, they won't be able to have a divorce because they had a kid. You know, that's the thing.
That doesn't stop anybody.
I don't know. Look at Jake Paul. He likes NASCAR.
You know, I saw an article about the divorce rates not being as grim as people think they are because it's 50%, which I thought it was interesting because the thing is the divorce rates counted remarried people.
Divorce rates count remarried people?
Yeah, so if someone remarries,
I don't know, 50% of an income sounds pretty fucking bad.
Well, that's the thing. The like, okay... Right, it does sound bad. I need to find the article. It was interesting because
I can see what that means though. It's like the type of person
who are remarried, and then
the type of person who's going to rush into a marriage that they're not certain about is probably going to do it again. So there's
and then these people have like 3 fucking divorces.
Yeah,
it really buffs the number.
It's like the most marriages are come from less people, I'd imagine.
Yeah, I'd imagine that, like, you know, if you're thinking about marrying someone and they got like fucking 4 divorces on their plate, reconsider. Like, for real. Okay, wait, let's fucking see. Divorce rate. Someone stall.
Jake Paul, Cody Ko, Jake Paul, Cody Ko, Jake Paul cutting. I'm trying to find that bit in the vlog where the vlog, the barbershop video.
Oh, now it's considered 39% in the U.S. It's actually so lower now,
it's
too.
It's just lowered, isn't it?
Yeah, it used to be 50.
Was 50 rounded?
Millennials
or was it like exactly
are causing the U.S. divorce rate to decline. Like, that's a fucking bad
Millennials
thing.
Are killing divorce! Oh my god. I saw one article, it's like, millennials are killing a lot of industries, but it's not because they hate them, it's just because they're poor.
It's all about those millennials.
The latest thing, millennials are being blamed for killing divorce, is literally the article title.
Fucking millennials are killing sour marriages.
That's so fucking dumb. I hate the whole millennials thing.
They and are like, killing everything.
The best part is, too, is I feel like a lot of these articles are written by millennials. Like
that, I agree. Yeah, most of the people writing those articles are also millennials.
Yeah, and it's like,
I feel like they forget they're millennials and they're more focused on like the
or
like,
maybe they're
Gen
just baiting
Zers.
Baby boomers.
Boomers, boomers.
Man, I don't know. If you're writing those articles, you don't have enough money to be a
boomer. There are actually so many fucking articles on millennials lowering the divorce rate. It's all formed as like, millennials killed divorce? Thanks. Divorce rate's dropping thanks to millennials. Like, it all
have you seen those
so
articles where it's like, millennials are taking DIY classes because they never learned how to make like a bench or something?
Yeah. No, it was like, it was something like, fucking millennials taking like home improvement classes because they fucking suck or some bullshit like that.
It's
and it
like that's because
who
they had
to cut those courses.
Yeah, they cut those courses and there wasn't like a need to growing up. They learned the fucking field that like they grew up living in, like technology and shit. Fucking like old people taking internet etiquette classes.
A lot of
shit.
College, a lot of, not a lot of colleges, a lot of like middle schools. Thank you, Alexa. I appreciate
it. Mine does the same thing.
Oh my god.
I need to reset
anyway.
My router.
Yeah, I need a I just got a new router, but fuck, damn it, Alexia, you ruined my train of thought.
Alexia.
Same. You were talking about a lot of middle schools. A lot
in,
of
like
schools.
Middle school and like elementary schools, like shop classes and all that have been like they're gone. Like the funding was cut to the schools, so they don't have stuff like that, you know? So it's like, is it really their fault? And
dude,
it doesn't help
like
that the baby boomers are running around to help.
They are borderline, like, they're struggling to keep even music courses in the fucking schools now.
Yeah, which is a real shame, honestly. Like,
which
anything.
Is it's really shit because, like I'm not a fan of art personally. Like, I wouldn't, like, willingly take an art class. Like, it's just not me. But there are people who fucking thrive with that shit, and you shouldn't cut it off.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, it's a lot of creative endeavors, like, not even just, like, the typical music and art shit, but, like, stuff like video editing has, like, become, like, as much of a market there is for that, that's, a lot of that's considered the arts because it's, like, a fucking making shit.
They keep like, cutting down the optional classes.
Yeah, nah, till it's just proprietary, like, math, science, and then, like, sometimes, like, fucking reading's taking a backseat as well, like, English.
Yeah, which I think is, like, really bad in a lot
STEM,
of ways.
STEM is so heavily prioritized, and as cool as that is, it's, like, it completely negates a fucking, like, a design element of things, which is, like, incredibly important when trying to make something work efficiently. Because, like, believe it or not, humans really like pretty things.
Oh, yeah, no, I've seen so many fucking studies about it. Like, apparently that's one of the reasons why Britain's having a housing crisis.
Yeah. It's like every
all their fucking houses are ugly brick.
It's like every ad, every fucking device you use, every monitor, like everything you ever used ever was partially designed by somewhat of an artist at the very least. Like the new fucking iPhone was created by a fucking right wing brand. Was it right brand or left brand?
I have no idea.
But like some fucking creative mind or some shit. Like that's
say,
the whole methodology behind it.
I want to say right brain is for logical shit. Hold up. Right brain. I want to say left was the one that was.
Yeah, I want to say left as well.
Wait, let's see. It's right here. Okay, no. Right is the arts, and then left is thinking.
Yeah.
And, like, sequences and math and logic. And the right is. What if, like. Okay, ignoring the fact that a human wouldn't function properly regardless of half their brain didn't work, what would happen if only one, like, if one of the parts of the brain didn't exist? Like, what would happen if someone was only left-brained and not right-brained at all?
Assuming that the body could function normally, like a person.
Yeah,
that's
assuming it would be fine and it, you know, fucking.
Assuming someone's entirely creatively oriented or vice versa, I feel like it would not work because even like both sides, I feel like, are heavily reliant on the other in some way. Like, in order to make something creative, a lot of times you need the technical know-how of, like, distances or whatnot and shit, and being able to calculate things so you know how to make a certain stroke or whatever work.
What
I don't know shit about art,
but
it's, like...
a creative person and a fully logical person.
A fully logical person sounds like it would just be, like, a Borg and the other one's, like, a... I don't know, a hipster.
But, like, a fully creative person, like, needs logical assets to, like, make certain, pieces of like a creative puzzle work. Like,
I don't know. I feel
music.
Like I've met
you
a fully creative
you know
person.
No,
that just
no. I mean, like, take someone who's like completely into music. Like, the basis of like music is like time signatures and fucking counting. That's
why,
sequences.
I just realized the fully creative person we're referencing is a child, like literally a kid. Because like a kid's super fucking creative, but like when they'll try to do something,
but
completely fuck
they,
up.
They have no yeah. They have no logical
yeah,
stem with which
kid.
To implement it.
It's
and then, like,
a fucking kid.
A fully logical person is, like, the fucking desk-working adult who, like, has no hobbies.
Yeah.
Because, like, even, like, the most left-brained person, like, probably has some desire to consume media.
The right side of your brain detects motion. That's interesting.
Well, I mean, I feel like it's not one-to-one, like, it's just screwed. More pieces that do, like, the logical shit
face,
on the left side.
Face recognition makes sense for the right brain. Computation skills for the left, analyzing information. See, all the... Oh, time awareness, that also makes sense. Special thinking, control. It's weird to think, too, that only half your brain controls half your body.
What is
half
that?
Your
why
brain controls half your body. So your right side controls your left side, and then your left side controls your right side.
Makes sense to me. You delegate half the thing for half the resources.
Yeah, but it's such a weird thing that you think about it. It's like if you lost half your brain, you literally wouldn't be able to control half your body, like, in theory.
In theory, you wouldn't be able to use most of your body after
it's
that.
It's just weird that it's not, like, one specific organ or something. It's literally, like, half... This fucking brain controls that half, the other half controls that half. Like, it's just weird that it's split so fucking evenly.
It's so weird to think we have a really squishy computer inside of our heads.
Yeah,
it's really weird to think that it's not... Like, one of the things that always fucks me up is that we don't have a brain inside of our heads. We are a squishy, conglomerate, pink mass of flesh that exists inside the skull of a body. We are the brain. We're not the body on the outside.
When you think about it, humans are just really ineffective mechas.
Honestly, yeah. Like,
no, we fucking are. Humans suck dick, okay? They fucking suck. Their bodies suck. Their brains suck. Everything sucks about a human.
But, bro, like, we breathe real good and shit, like, bro.
Well, it's like, think about, like, healing, for example, right? Like, Anna tweeted that she fucking, like, she completely tore her ACL. It's gonna take her fucking, like, I think it was, like, 9 months to recover completely after surgery for a torn ACL.
But, I mean, think about, like, ACL. Think about all the things in the world that aren't self-repairing.
I know, but it's just so crazy that we have such evolved fucking brains. We can figure out so much shit. We can make computers. We can fucking record our voices. We can do so much shit. But our bodies can't fucking regenerate.
No, they can regenerate better than like pretty
slowly.
Much any.
Slowly.
Yes, slowly, subconsciously.
They can't
like, it's something
cancer.
You don't even need to think about.
What
like,
if
it just
happens?
Doesn't.
Yeah.
It just like that's fucking insane. That
Brandon,
like
you're
anything's evolving.
That you
it's
don't
insane,
repair
but
fast
it's not
enough.
Like science fiction.
Okay, Brandon's been spoiled by Wolverine. We get it.
It's not like Deadpool. Why?
To be fair, though, if you were Deadpool or Wolverine, in order to be able to fucking like perpetuate something that much, your body would probably eat through your metabolism faster than you could eat, and you just fucking disintegrate on spot.
I disagree.
No, Brandon, like, the amount of fucking, like...
I could out-eat my metabolism.
Brandon, think about how much, like, extra energy, like, fucking growing back, like, or, like, repairing an ACL takes. Like, it takes fucking tons of energy
much,
over the course of a month.
Do you know how many calories are in, like, McDonald's food, dude? I could fucking survive.
This conversation's dumb. Why is Bernie
so
Sanders
many calories. Oh, yeah, Bernie Sanders is a real gamer, guys. He has a Twitter.
No, he's on the bridge! He's on the bridge!
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, Bernie Sanders is gonna like hit us up with some sick fucking gameplay. He's gonna like hop on CS:GO.
He should hop on.
He's gonna become a pro. Like, for real, Bernie Sanders is going to fucking play in professional fucking Fortnite, guys.
I think, I know, personally, I've always seen Bernie as more of a Smash guy, like a fighting game guy.
Imagine really, Bernie, I really see Bernie as like a fucking chess guy or something.
I see.
But,
Bernie.
I mean, if we're talking esports, like I feel like Smash is the closest. Not like the closest, but it's like there's like so much like just thought
really
fighting games
Bernie
and preemptive.
I really see Pac-Man kind of guy.
That's not an esport, Brandon. Stop shooting the shit and take this seriously, okay?
Neither is chess.
I feel like Bernie doesn't know what video games are. Why the fuck does he have a Twitch?
Do you
channel?
Remember that fucking image of him trying to figure out how to use the internet?
Like, in reality, the Twitch channel is for him to stream, like, rallies and shit.
Are you kidding me?
Nope.
That's lame.
But, I mean, it's totally what it's for, though. It's like...
It'd be so funny if
hey,
just,
look,
if
whatever intern came up with that, because it obviously wasn't Bernie Sanders, they should get a raise. Alright?
They should get a raise. No, that's capitalism. Okay. Sorry, not happening.
Hold on, excuse me. All of his interns should equally get a raise.
For real?
For the work of that one intern.
They should get a proportional raise.
Okay, for real though, Bernie should fucking stream Fortnite. Like, I'm not memeing.
Dude, like, if he streamed, like, fucking, like, something, like, that would fucking, like, bang. Like, that would get, like, be the most viewed stream on Twitch, I'm certain.
Okay.
Ninja, do you want to play Fortnite with me? Ninja, please play Fortnite with me, Bernie Sanders.
I was playing Fortnite when you were a baby.
Ninja, please teach me how to play Fortnite. Oh, I don't have 10k to give you like that Drake fella, but
Ninja,
I can't.
Ninja, if you play
I can't
Fortnite
tell you. Back in my day, I was in a few mean scuffles during the protests, okay? So I can hold my own, yeah?
Can we get Bernie on the
That's
podcast?
That's so fucking funny. You do such a great job.
Thank you.
Okay.
What can I say? I am literally Bernie Sanders.
Speaking of Bernie Sanders, FaZe Banks, guys. Okay. All right, so I thought this was really fucking stupid for, like, really obvious reasons. So FaZe Banks went on No Jumper, and he said he had sex with Tana Mojo, right? And then, coincidentally, Alyssa Violet unfollows FaZe Banks on Instagram and Twitter, right? Right as this podcast went out. Really coincidental. And then FaZe Banks puts out a tweet saying, yeah, we had a fight, guys. And I was like, okay, what stands out to me from this is these fucking social media stars unfollow each other on fucking Twitter because of a fight in a relationship. That's what stood out to me. FaZe Banks is 20 fucking 7 years old and he acts like a high schooler.
I mean...
Well, yeah, that's because they have a high school education.
Shut up!
Well, I mean, homie,
no
it makes sense,
Don't
though.
Don't insult
them. Like, I mean, it makes sense, though. Like, when you're mad at someone, the last thing you want to see is stuff about them, so you block them, which immediately
unfollows
you.
Yeah, when I'm mad at Diesel, I fucking completely block all communications and cancel all our trips we had planned. That's what I fucking do. Like,
no,
shit.
No, I mean, like, if you have, like, a proper falling out with someone, it's like, you don't fucking, like, want to talk to them, period.
Yeah, but a proper falling out doesn't last an hour.
Did they follow each other back?
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it could have been, like, a spur of
what,
the moment.
Hold on, I'm illiterate to all these people and who they are.
FaZe Banks,
why does
Alyssa Violet's Jake Paul's ex, no, FaZe Banks' girlfriend.
Okay, and FaZe Banks never told her that he slept with Tana Mojo.
No, apparently
he
did.
Apparently it's not about that.
Apparently it wasn't even about that. That's what FaZe Banks said.
Yeah, I mean, the argument could be like something
that's... Okay, sure it is. Sure it is.
I mean, it could have been something serious at the time that was just actually a misunderstanding. I don't know.
Do all these, like, why are all these people sleeping with each other? It's like, when you think about it, FaZe Banks fucked Jake Paul. There we go.
I think it's dumb to unfollow, like, someone you had an argument with on Twitter, period. Like, if you're that fucking annoyed... Don't log on to Twitter. It seems it's so fucking impulsive. Just be like, I'm unhappy. And
but
then
I mean,
unfollow.
Like, but I mean, like, what? It's not that big of a notion. It's literally a one button click.
It is when you're a social media influencer and your entire
career but like,
I mean, only because you're choosing to perceive an unfollow as something that important.
I think it's petty, personally. Right?
I think it's petty as fuck.
Yeah,
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
If you're in a relationship with someone, and you're like, I'm gonna fucking block you on Twitter, like.
But I mean, it's like if you're in a relationship with someone, chances are you have other ways of connecting with them. You probably just don't want to be reminded about it when you're scrolling through Twitter through like average daily shit. It's like it's not that big of a deal.
If you got personal shit in your life,
no, I mute people. Like I mute people.
Don't go on Twitter.
People I just don't want to hear from. Like I mute them. Like it's not that big of a deal.
Muting's different from unfollowing.
I know a lot of people block because like muting, like you can still see retweeted or whatever. Unfollowing like just kind of guarantees you won't see their tweets.
Okay, so with the following being like meaningless, like let's say that the following doesn't mean much. If it didn't mean much to begin with, there's no point in unfollowing or blocking. Unless you truly don't want to see that person in your feed.
Yeah, no, I feel like that would be the reason you would do it though, because you just don't want to see stuff about that person.
No, the reason you unfollow or block someone is because you want to send a message.
I agree with Diesel.
Really? I block people because I don't want to see their tweets.
No, I think it's petty shit.
The only time I block people is to send a message.
I only block people
that's
when I really
well, that's a you them. Thing. That's a you thing. Most people probably...
I think that's a most people thing.
No, most people I know... Most people I know... fucking percent. Most people perceive blocks as an insult and unfollows as an insult. 100% Most
yeah, but how you perceive... How you perceive it and how you intended it when you did it is two different things.
Okay. Quite. Let's say you tweeted something and then just like someone you know just unfollowed you or blocked you for tweeting that. How would you feel?
I'd probably feel like I said something that made them not want to see my tweets.
Would you be upset? That's what I do.
So you wouldn't. Your first reaction wouldn't be. Hold up.
I'd be upset, but it's like I'd probably examine like what the fuck made that happen.
You would be like, why the fuck did they unfollow over a tweet?
Dude, I when I see stuff on my Twitter feed, like I mute people because I don't want to see shit like that again. Like, I don't get like up in the tizzy about it. I just do it and move on with my day. You're cutting out.
It sounds like
no, like there is this whole like social interaction part of social media.
You guys are
that
cutting
is
out
not
time. Give me a second.
Like. The actual interact. Oh, okay.
Wait, what the fuck?
I told you guys you were cutting out, but you couldn't hear me.
Oh, we couldn't hear you. You were cutting out. Your fault.
Shut up.
There's this whole like part of social media that like we don't address, but like it is part of how social media operates. You know, like you can say it's not that, but it's definitely how that's perceived. You know, that's obviously not the function of those things.
No, people will often say, like, oh, the follow button doesn't mean shit. The block button doesn't mean shit. But you know for a fact everyone fucking cares because you don't know exactly how the other person perceives it. And then, like, just generally speaking, a follow is considered, like, being a mutual. And if you're unfollowed, it means you did something wrong. That's generally how it's perceived.
Yeah, that's how it's perceived, but that doesn't mean how it's how it's intended.
Yeah, but most
yes,
people
but it's
would
how
agree.
It's perceived is how it's used, which is how it becomes.
Most people I know intend it the way they meant it. Like, if they unfollow someone, it's just because they don't want to see their shit. Maybe because they were annoyed with something they said.
I think that's a fucking lie.
I think that's a fucking cop out.
So yeah, you think I'm lying when I say that?
Cop out.
Maybe not you.
I think you're like, telling yourself that because you don't want to believe.
I don't know the people you're speaking about. Like, I know you, and I can make an assessment, but I don't know the people you're speaking about. And from my experience, most people just say that.
No, but, like, most people I know aren't fucking, like, social media influencers. They don't treat all these things as, like, chess pieces and shit.
I think if you're not
I think normal people weigh it more.
I think it's weighed more if you're a normal person.
Yeah, maybe in your personal life, but it's like when you unfollow, when you're concerned with social circles.
Well, if you fucking unfollow Kanye West and you're sitting there with five followers, no one's gonna fucking care. Like,
I have had IRL friends unfriend me when I had a Facebook, right? Because of like political opinions. And I was like, why? Like, are you fucking stupid?
Yeah,
right?
Maybe they didn't like it and they didn't want to see it.
Okay.
No, but they hold that shit against you.
They do.
Maybe they do, but the intention is because they don't want to see what you're tweeting.
Okay, they hold a grudge though, because they're just like, I don't like your.
But that's separate than the function of a follow button. That grudge would have existed because of your opinions, regardless of whether or not they unfollowed you or unfriended you.
They wouldn't know about the opinions if they didn't follow you in the first place.
Yes, and they don't want to know about them anymore, so they unfriend you
because they're offended
by the fucking opinion.
Because they're offended. No, because maybe they don't like you, but they don't want to see that shit, which is the point I'm getting at. They don't want to see the shit you're posting,
so they remove the ability to see it. That's what we're saying. It holds a higher, like,
okay.
Higher
there's
degree.
Like,
I never said. The initial thing with the Alyssa Violet Face Banks thing.
Stupid. It's like we agree.
The initial thing with the Alyssa Violet Face Banks thing was like, you think it's stupid that they do that. I don't, because when you don't want to see somebody think about somebody, it's not really that
they're
dumb to try to avoid seeing contact about them.
Shit. And I think you're trying to make a fucking point.
They're trying to make a point. They're absolutely. So it was Alyssa Violet who blocked or unfollowed Facebook.
If you blocked, it would also make you unfollow.
Either way, she was sending a message to him by doing that.
No doubt.
There was an express purpose behind doing that. And I know, right? You know, like, my brother's in high school, right? When people block someone on Instagram, there's
a
fucking reason for that.
It's a big fucking deal.
Yeah. And I think most people gauge it with importance.
Those
I don't think they should.
Up. They're going to be like, you fucking blocked me on Instagram, you motherfucker.
Yeah. People wait. guys, I had someone comment on my video that my tweet about BTS caused them physical harm.
How?
Like how? It's
didn't you
fucking
just say
words.
BTS was bad.
I said okay. Let's talk about K-pop a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, we can go on for like another 5 or 10 minutes. We can have a longer
episode. Yeah, okay. So I made a joke about BTS recently, right? A joke I think was funny, right? Because they all have the same haircut. They all do. They all have a bowl with a part down the middle.
Yeah, and they all have different color hair. Picture?
Yeah, and they were all wearing the same suit. Their faces looked different. It doesn't, like, take a genius to tell that they're different people.
No, it's like saying, like boy bands all look the same. Like, it's just the style. No one's, like, fucking, you know.
How dare you talk about Brockhampton like that?
Brockhampton's an outlier.
They're the boy band.
I made this joke, right? And I referenced it in a recent video. And someone commented that, like, my tweet harmed them. Like, how the fuck did it harm you? Like,
wait,
did I come to your house,
tweets
punch
never, like,
you in the face?
Manifested physically and then just, like, fucking
yeah,
beat the fuck
like
out of you?
Like, it manifested physically and, like, hit you in the face. Is that my okay, stand dude. Power? Do I just not recognize?
Okay, we're kind of got to get this. Is amazing.
I'm going to say something extremely controversial. If you're a K-pop fan and you can't handle people saying K-pop's poo-poo, get the fuck off the internet. The fact that someone even got offended over K-poop is enough for me to just be like, yeah, internet's doomed.
Oh, that fucking copypasta, dude.
Dude, for real? Like, fucking, I think someone got actually mad at me for saying K-poop. Like, as well as Hoover.
Every
like,
single, I tweeted it afterwards just because I wanted the replies and I live for the fucking impressions.
I mean, like, I was clearly baiting with the joke. Like, I had the express purpose. Like, I told you guys, I'm like, I'm
yeah, you told us
something.
You were baiting, so, like, we know that
yeah,
it was,
also,
but I don't know, like, someone who, you think it's clear that you're baiting because we know you, and we know, like, how you talk when you mean something, but somebody who, like, just a random K-pop stan who sees that on their timeline because their mate replies to it probably isn't going to know what you're like.
But that's the point. The K-pop stan shouldn't fucking get offended. It's just someone's opinion about the music we listen to. They can just fucking leave. They don't have to listen.
I mean, yeah, but, like, in the same way that you didn't have to say your opinion to begin with, they can very well tell you their opinion in response.
Oh, yeah, for sure, but I'm just saying, if you respond to me saying K-pop's good with a K-pop picture as an icon and you have a weird fucking bio, I'm not gonna take your opinion seriously. So, I mean, like, you know, like, it goes both ways.
Yeah, it goes both ways in both regards. In the same way that you're allowed to fucking bait and say K-pop's shit, they're allowed to...
Like, if there are memes... If there are memes, hold on. If there are memes like this about K-pop bands...
I love it.
I know I'm not, like, even original in making this joke. I know other people have made it, too.
That's a really
you know?
Funny meme.
Like,
that is
look
a good
at
one. I feel like the noses would be different lengths if they were a K-pop band, though.
For context, it's just a bunch of villagers from Minecraft wearing different clothes.
It's kind of genius.
No, it's fucking funny. But, like, on the topic of K-pop, aren't the people who are stars of K-pop fucking worth
their idols?
Bone?
Big difference. Yeah, so the K-pop industry is actually really interesting because I've been doing a lot of research on it.
Isn't there videos of them passing out on stage from exhaustion?
Yeah. Yeah,
they're fucking like.
How could people support that?
They're, I don't know. They're like, that's like the one thing about the genre that like fucking like concerns me is like.
And then the worst part.
They're groomed and raised to be products and not like they're groomed and raised to be products and not much else. And their whole lives center around it. Like they don't get shit.
Well, they're groomed to be holistic stars in every sense of the word, from singing, dance, their body. Them being able to speak. That's why BTS went in front of the UN, right? And gave a speech about, like, world peace or something. I don't remember. But they were trained in that beforehand.
No, 100%. Like, and then, like, the worst part is the reason that these fucking, like, these people exist that are being forced to do all this shit practically because they signed contracts when they were maybe too ignorant or something like that is, like, literally the stan culture. It's like
well,
the fact
no,
that people get obsessed, right?
There's a significant difference with how Korean culture operates compared to ours. The whole, like, how the K-pop industry operates is very specifically a Korean issue, right? And yeah. There is a very strong kind of, like, they don't call them, like, stans. The fans over there that, like, assault the K-pop stars or get in, like, break into their house, I'm gonna butcher this, but they're called, like, Sasaeng fans, right? And these people have, like, paid taxis to follow K-pop stars all day to chase them down and they've gotten in car accidents, you know? Stars have actually had their lives
put
in danger.
That's more obsessive than any U.S. shit I've heard.
And usually the turnaround for, like, albums and songs and touring for a K-pop star is months compared to what could be years over here in the States.
Yeah, no, like, BTS put out, like, 4 albums in 2018 or some ridiculous amount.
And that's fucking crazy.
Yeah,
they also
have
a brilliant team behind them.
If you think the saturation shit was ridiculous with the fact that Brockhampton has no label interference and, like, 20 different fucking people working out the album, like... It's, sorry, 20, like, independent people working on the album, which is a very large group. But, like, the fact, like, BTS is, like, 4 albums, 5 guys, technically, with a bunch of background dudes. But, like, all of it's manufactured.
Okay, that's interesting, then. So
it's like, they're living products.
So,
like,
okay, because I would... So the way their work isn't because of the fact that people obsess over them. It's because of just the culture in general?
Yeah.
It's because of that,
like,
but it's like, oh, yeah.
If they spoke out against it, people would say that they're being, you know, like, oh, you're famous. Like, how can you say something like that? You have everything, you know? Basically, you're supposed to be kind of, like, strong in Korean culture, and that's kind of the vibe I'm getting from reading the interviews and all that. They're just not supposed to talk about it, you know? And it's not okay to talk
about
it.
See, I would have assumed that the fact that people get so obsessive with stars would be the
like,
reason they didn't
I was that. Reading into, you know how, like, idols can't publicly say they're in a relationship? You know?
Yeah.
There's no like, the contracts don't say you can't date anyone. It's just assumed. You know, it's one of those things that's, like, you have to. It's not spoken, not said. But you really should not say that you're in a relationship.
No, because if any of these fucking K-pop stars said they were in a relationship, the fucking the person they're in a relationship with would get fucking harassed to the very end. Like, there'd be no end to it.
And they don't, and, like, I think more importantly to whoever's, like, fucking, like, behind, like, the record label or whatever, it would immediately kill a bunch of their marketability because they're no longer seen
as open.
Oh,
for sure, because it's like... He's like, oh yeah, these fucking high school girls can't obsess over someone anymore because he has a fucking relationship. He's taken in their eyes. So it's like,
yeah,
they'd get fucking outed. Like, how fucked up is that? These people can't have a relationship that, like, or at least a public one to any degree. Because if they fucking did, their partner would get harassed and their fucking career would be over. Like, how fucked up is that?
I always, like, compare it to, like, what we experience with, like, because I know we've talked about, like, how stans, like, act and do shit, and it's sometimes, like, it'll bother us, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm not even that open about my relationship, you know, but, like, people know I'm in one.
Even just
right?
mentioning it is, yeah.
Yeah. And what happened was, is that my girlfriend received a DM request from someone who was, like, apologizing for their poor behavior, but was saying that they were mad that I was in a relationship and they didn't want me to be. It's like, who the fuck are you to be able to determine that
so
or not?
That's so fucking weird. First of all, I don't know how the fuck you got the balls to say that shit knowing it's weird.
like, yeah, I don't know how you have the... to say it to my girlfriend, you fucking weirdo. Like, how dare you?
That's
no,
one of those things you should really keep to yourself.
This is one of the funniest things, right? So if people always send, like, DMs and shit on Instagram, and they always assume you don't fucking see it. And then, like, they'll send weird shit, and you'll be like, I know who you are now, and I know you sent me weird shit. And it's also the same with Twitter. People assume that you don't see their Twitter mentions. We see a lot of our Twitter mentions. We don't interact with everything, though, because then we'd have, like, this feeling that we need to interact with everything. So we interact with things that especially catch our eye. So it's like, you know, it's like, someone will tweet us something stupid, they'll delete it later, but it's like, we saw that. Like, we see that.
Yeah.
We see the dumb shit you people send
us. Or if you're saying weird, creepy shit to us, we saw it.
Oh,
we
shared it with our friends,
dude. Those
yeah, and
dude.
we made fun of you. We made so much fun of you, and we think you're fucking weird,
dude. Every single person, like, dude. Wait, fuck. I just brain farted. Shit.
Unbrain
a really
fart.
Good example. Fuck.
But it's like the people that do that. We won't interact with them. Like,
oh fuck.
We?
I remember I was gonna say. Yeah. Remember the fucking like accounts that would roleplay as us?
Yeah.
That shit fucking weirded me out, dude. Like, fuck! That shit's so strange.
Yeah, it was creepy. I can only imagine these K-pop idols, like, their fans are so... I feel so bad for them.
Same.
I do. You know, I think it was Jungkook... I'm gonna butcher the names, guys. I'm sorry. I swear to God, I'm trying my best. But it's like, he got a call from a random stranger when he was doing, like, a live stream because someone leaked his number... And now he gets random calls all throughout the night that interfere with his fucking sleep. Like, are you serious? That's awful.
God.
Do not disturb.
Well, it doesn't matter because then people show up at his house.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You can't
avoid that. There have been people who have broken into cars of K-pop idols and all this other stuff, and it's just really shitty.
Yeah, it's like, it's like how fucking David Dobrik has a break-in every other week.
No, it's so fucked up. Like, it's a shame, too, because it's like, it's... Like, there are a bunch of K-pop stans on Twitter that are totally fine. They just mind their own business, you know? Like,
yeah,
it's
no,
totally
most,
fine.
It's like, most K-pop stans aren't fucking, like, insane.
There's a few outliers that'll be like, you said K-poop? Excuse you, sir!
Or there'll be like, Stan Lee? Stan Luna? Like, shut the fuck up.
I haven't finalized my opinions on the K-pop community, but...
Same.
I find them to be overall... probably one of the worst behaved communities.
I think the K-pop community is just a lake of fucking piranhas.
It is creepy because charity events are done in the name of idols on idols' birthdays as if it's like to worship that idol, right? They talk about the reason they respond to people negatively who attack their idols is because they're defending them. They don't need defense. One, they're adults, and then two, they're millionaires, okay? That's weird. You don't need to defend them. You're a 16-year-old on the internet. Just fucking, I don't know.
Defend yourself from bullies.
I don't know. It's like if someone's like saying some like not true shit about someone like that you care about, I'd still fucking.
No, but
it's
more. It's
the same way like I'd make a video about someone.
Quite, I wouldn't encourage that behavior at all because that is definitely a slippery slope.
No, we're not talking about like someone as a serious.
Okay, so like the little things, it's not worth.
Yeah,
it's
like
not worth the time to
like
give a shit
K-pop's
about.
Bad. Excuse me, what the fuck did you say? Like shit, like that. Like not like not like deep. Serious stuff, like fucking little stuff. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, obviously, serious allegations should be backed up with facts. But like, if I make a joke about BTS, don't say that I'm damaging BTS's career.
Oh yeah, no, for real. Like, that's not someone attacking your fucking like your best mate, fucking Namjoon, whatever. It's like it's more that it's someone making a joke at the end of the day.
Yep.
Yeah, it, it's a joke. It really is.
Yeah,
you know,
K-pop more like K-poop. That was fucking comedy gold, dude. Come on.
But it's just like, there is very kind of creepy behavior in the K-pop community, you know? And it's like, they want to feel like they have this connection with an idol who, like, I hate to say it, guys, but they don't know you're there. They really don't.
Yeah, they don't know you're there because all your fucking profile pictures are them.
They just think, huh, I don't remember
tweeting this. That's
fucking
why. They're like, hey, it's me. They scroll.
And this isn't to say, like, I'm not downplaying. Like, these are, like, a lot of them are real artists. Like, a lot of them have worked really hard. Like, the big bands have all worked to be where they are
Justin
today.
What did Justin Roiland just tweet?
What do you mean?
What the fuck? It's just so random.
Okay, Justin Roiland.
What the fuck?
Fucking heel turn.
We walked past you. Heel turn. And you tweet this?
Justin Roiland, why didn't you give us free Rick and Morty? Would you like to come on the podcast?
I think that fucking concludes it. We're like 13 minutes over.
Yeah,
wait, one last thing.
Over.
The Office is coming off Netflix. Fuck all of you. Okay, there you go, Diesel.
Man, all right, I can't believe I started a podcast with you, Brandon, and you fucking tweet this shit.
What? Yo, Bernie Sanders is a gamer?
I just picked a random tweet from your timeline. That all would have sufficed.
All right.
Is your Twitter shit? Down.
Alright, if you enjoyed this, make sure to subscribe because we're the only podcast on YouTube. You can find us everywhere podcasts are given out to the masses, over on Spotify, Google Play, SoundCloud, what's another podcast platform? I don't know.
Your mom.
We're on all of them.
Okay,
we're on all the
you.
Ones that cool kids use. And follow us on Twitter, LadMouse_.